بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The next name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that we discuss today inshaAllah is Al-Wali. Some of the ulama of the opinion that this name Al-Wali cannot be condensed into just one word. There's no single word that can fully describe the meaning that is contained in this word Wali. Generally in this world, when we talk about the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we say he is a Wali. So with regards to the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Wali, one meaning of Wali is An-Nasir, is the helper. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the sole helper of insan in any of his needs, irrespective of his requirement, or the time, the place, or the extent of help he requires. Nothing is too difficult for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the ayat of the Quran, in Suratul Baqarah, in the third juz of the Quran, which we all recite the manzil. Manzil is something that there's ayat of Quran that are contained in the manzil, which is very, very important for each one of us to recite the manzil. If possible, the moment we recite it, maybe for a month or so, you will slowly realize that you know the manzil of by heart. So the manzil is very important because those ulama that are dealing with cases on the ground, then when the problem comes and it needs to be sorted out, then the Mawlana is saying, if you read your manzil, you would have been protected. If only you read your manzil. But be as it may, we will do whatever ilaj we can do now, but continuously recite the manzil. That will inshallah be a protection for you for the future. Some of the ulama at present, those that are dealing with these cases of evil forces that are gripping some people of society for whatever reason, some of them are saying that this Mawlana has to be recited twice a day, the manzil. Once in the morning, once in the evening. So we are seeing at least read it once for the day. For the cases that we hear sometimes, it's Allah protect. Person is normal, absolutely normal. And then after that, total change. Can't study, doesn't have any go in himself, doesn't want to do anything. goes for some, finds out, doctors can't find out also what's happening with this person. It's just not himself. Well, in today's, previously if a person was very intelligent, then we would say, you know what, you are really attracting the eye. Person is very intelligent. Sometimes a person is very beautiful, is very handsome, or maybe sometimes a person is very rich, or whatever it could have been. There was some reason. But Allah forgive, today man has stooped to such a low ebb that there is no reason required for that evil glance to come even. You don't need to have any credentials. And the evil eye is cast. So Allah protect us, but let us continuously recite the manzil. And so the first meaning is an-nasir. And now this ayat of the Quran, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. This appears in Surah Al-Baqarah, it's part of the manzil. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the sole assistant and helper to those people that have brought iman. Al-ladina amanu, to the believers. Another explanation of wali is muhib. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some ulama explained it, especially the ulama of tasawuf, explain it, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah has extended His friendship to each one of us. He is saying, O insan, I am already your friend. I love you already. I have extended it. For what reason? Allah says, one reason, you got iman. But ya Allah, you gave us that iman also. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us iman, yet He is saying, I love you because of the iman that you possess. So the lesson for each one of us, Allah has extended His wilayat and His friendship to each one of us. It's time that we reciprocate that friendship that Allah has extended to us. And that friendship will require that we go the extra mile with regards to our nawafil, with regards to our tilawatul Qur'an. It's so nice to hear sometimes when you hear of people saying, Mawlana, Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah. Every month, at the end of the month, I'm making khatam of the Qur'an. But you're busy, you know, you're a normal person of society, you're a simpleton. He says, but you know, that's the only sukoon I get when I talk to my Allah. When I'm reading Qur'an, I'm really getting a joy when I'm reciting the Qur'an. And then this person is saying, Mawlana, why I've got this joy of the Qur'an? He says, Mawlana, when you're reading Qur'an sometimes in the front, one, two words I can understand. If I know the passage, I'll get the incident. But how you got there? He says, Mawlana, when I opened the Qur'an one day, and I said, you know what is my Allah telling me in this Qur'an? So I couldn't understand it. So I started doing one alim had recommended a certain tafsir of the Qur'an, and he says, Alhamdulillah, I have finished 5 khatams of that. Just understanding what my Allah is telling me. So this, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to us, will come with mahabbah, when you bring that love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So one meaning of wali is helper. Another meaning of wali is the lover, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has extended His love to us. And the third meaning, al-mutakaffilu bil-masalih, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian. He has taken the sole responsibility for all of our goodness. Whatever we require, Allah says, I have taken that responsibility. Anything you require at any time, immaterial of the place, I will be there to assist you. This is the name wali, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wali. Inna waliyya Allahu alladhi nazzala al-kitab. Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna waliyya Allahu alladhi nazzala al-kitab. My wali and my guardian, my helper and my lover, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He has revealed the Quran Kareem to me. Wa huwa yatawalla as-salihin. He is my friend and He is the friend of every pious person. Every person who is in the category of being salih. Alhamdulillah, we in Masjidul Salihin. Allah make us amongst the salihin. So we make dua that Allah includes us. Wa adkhilni bi rahmatika. The ayat inscribed on the top. Allah include me. Wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika salihin. If then we become amongst the salihin, then we are amongst the beloved friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah has extended His friendship to us. In the ayat of the Quran, لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
For the dwellers of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ. For them are the dwellings of peace and happiness. عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Where? As close as possible to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am the friend of these believers. Why? بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Due to the good deeds that they had sent forth. Because of our amali saliha, Allah accept it, then that becomes the means of drawing the help and the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One alim explains with regards to just this ayat of the Quran, وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. He says, وَلَا نَرَى فِي الْأَقْلِ دَرَجَةً أَعْلَى مِن دَرَجَةِ الْ. There is مِن هَذِهِ الدَّرَجَةِ. There is no stage or level higher than this level, that Allah becomes our wali. He becomes our lover. Allah loves us. He becomes our friend. We as insan, we trying to become as close as possible to Allah. But when we reach a level of piety, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I know you extending your friendship, you trying to get close to me, I'm already your friend. So we trying to get close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala via our good deeds. And this qurb and this closeness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this special bond will come with this name of wali, becoming a very close servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is an incident of Abu Muslim Khawlani rahimahullah. He was not a sahabi. He lived in Yemen. The person who had claimed nubuwwat in Yemen, his name was Aswad Anasi. Aswad Anasi claimed nubuwwat in Yemen, and he had quite a great following in Yemen. Abu Muslim Khawlani rahimahullah was one of the spanners in his work. So he had called him. So he called him and he says that, I am the prophet of the time, do you believe me? He says, no, I cannot believe you. He says, but I've got such a great following. He says, I'll never believe you. He says, if that's the case, I'll punish you. He says, I still won't believe you. He says, but nothing's going to work with this man. You know what? He can become acidic, or maybe he can influence the rest. We'll have to just uproot him before he influences the rest. So Aswad Anasi made some mashwara. He asked the people, what do we do? This is what this man wants to, he doesn't believe in me. And that can hamper, it can be a impediment in me spreading my claim that I am the prophet. So people told him, see, let's do this. Let's ignite and burn a huge fire and we'll throw him into it. He says, perfect, let's do that. So it'll be a lesson also. It's going to be a living lesson for everyone that's going to eyewitness this. That if you don't believe in me, this is what I'm capable of doing to you. So they started and they burned this fire, they ignited it and they called Abu Muslim Khawlani rahimahullah. Do you believe or you still do not believe that I am the prophet? So Abu Muslim says, I'm just not interested in believing in you. He says, well then we've got no option but to throw you into the fire. He says, be as it may, you are most welcome to do whatever you need to do. Well, my responsibility is to be as close as possible to Allah and the deen of Allah. So they had threw him into this fire. And Abu Muslim Khawlani rahimullah walks himself out to safety from this fire. The people are perplexed. They just cannot believe that we threw him into a burning fire that's so hot, yet he walks out and he's still smiling. So the people say, you know what? This person is very, very close to his deity. His object of worship, he's very close to, meaning he's very close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let's not do anything further than this. Else, it can affect your claim of nubuwwat. So I think so the safest thing to do, because if they're going to see this, they're going to start following him. So let's banish him before anything else. So they banished him from Yemen. So Abu Muslim Khawlani rahimullah leaves Yemen and he starts traveling. He comes to Makkah Mukarramah. When he comes to Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had passed away from this earthly life. The Khalifa of the time was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So Abu Muslim Khawlani rahimahullah comes to the masjid and he ties his camel and he immediately starts performing salah at one of the pillars. Umar radiallahu anhu looks and he notices and he says, this is a stranger. I'll have to enter into dialogue with him, just get a few answers from him and then we'll be comfortable. So Umar radiallahu anhu waited for him to perform, complete his salah. And this was the Muslim environment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revived that within us. That when we see a stranger, Salaamu alaikum brother, how are you? Meals are sorted out, you can come home. Whatever it is, whatever is available, let's come home. So when Mawlana was seen in Port Shepstone. So you see, this alhamdulillah is still alive. But Allah give us tawfiq that it spread amongst us. So he was at the masjid for Jummah Salah. So he noticed someone and he recognized him. Jan Pehjan is a friend of his. So he goes to him, Assalamu alaikum, mashallah, how are you? So he says, Alhamdulillah. He says, come home for lunch, come home for lunch. So he says, you know what, I don't mind coming, but we were a good group, you know, we're a good size of group. He says, come with everyone in the car, no problem. Come, the whole car load, come. He says, you're not a car load. We're not a car load, we're more than that. Listen, just come and never mind. He says, okay, I'm coming back. He thought this Mawlana is really serious. So Mawlana goes, he finds out, you're all ready, you know what, we're going beyond Port Shepstone, we're going to market, wherever they were going. Mawlana has invited us for the lunch, like, I mean, we don't have anything, at least we'll have some fresh dal, you know, dal chawal, what do you all feel? So they say, yeah, let's go for it. So he goes back, he says, you know what, we're on, I just made mashwara with the sahtis, we're on. Must I tell the wife, how many people are coming? So he said, we're 19 of us. He said, on, don't worry. And he's thinking to himself, yeah Allah, 19 people now, the food that was prepared was for me and the family, but he made a phone call and he told the wife, see, I'll stall them for a moment or two, I'll talk to them a little bit, we'll take them, you know, a little bit, see around the Islam Muslim school and stuff like that, but we've got 19 to bring. He says, no problem, 25 minutes we can bring them home. I'll just quickly get the extra rice boiled, and we will quickly make one chicken, but make sure every one of them comes, the wife is saying. Make sure each one of them comes, because those are the guests of Allah that will eat at my house. Never mind, bring all of them. Allahu Akbar. Today we still need, you know, everything has to go protocol, even if you're inviting one extra person also. So, khair. But, he comes to Madina Munawwara, Abu Muslim Khawlani rahimahullah, performing salah. Umar radiallahu anhu comes to him. So he says, where are you from? So he says, I'm from Yemen. He says, well, hold on. Before we go any further, there is a very famous incident of one person recently. He was thrown into the fire and he walked out into safety. And everyone's talking about it. It's on everyone's lips. You have any information of that incident? So he says, yeah, that's the incident of Abdullah bin Thawb. He said, Abdullah bin Thawb. Okay, I'm asking you in the name of the Qasam of Allah, is that not you by any chance? He says, because you're taking the Qasam of Allah, I will not lie. Yes, it is me. So Umar, imagine, he wasn't a person that was canvassing for himself. I'm the person, you know who I am? I'm the Hazrat in the town. You know what I have done? He didn't say anything. He tried to hide himself. That's the deen of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Man tawadda'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. When you hide yourself, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala picks such a person up. So anyway, Umar radiallahu anhu goes to his forehead. Imagine, Umar radiallahu anhu, who is the second khalifa of Islam, who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif says, when he went for Mi'raj, I saw your palace. I saw your palace, O Umar. Umar radiallahu anhu is that person now. He goes to his forehead and he kisses him on his forehead. And he says, come with me, come with me. And he takes him to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he stands in front of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he tells Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, all praise be to Allah, all shukr is to Allah, that he has created in our ummah the likes of the mu'jiza of Ibrahim al-Khalil alayhi salatu wassalam. That Abu Muslim al-Khawlani, the same thing has happened to him. This is that person. And he kisses him again on his forehead. So, in this entire incident, ulama explain and say, that is the wali and the guardian. Irrespective of the situation, nothing is too difficult for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to salvage, to help and to assist. Nothing is too difficult. Allah, there's nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is wara'ul wara. Nothing is difficult for, وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ. Allah, وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says that guardian who took care of Ashab-e Badr, 313 in number against 1,000 strong kuffar, infidels of Makkah Mukarramah, and the Muslims were triumphant. That same Allah is the guardian of each one of you also. And that same Allah in the battle of Muta, when Sahaba were just a mere 3,000 in number, and they overpowered the Roman army of approximately 100,000 in number, that same Allah is still your guardian. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't changed, but we have changed. One dua that appears in the books of du'as, and it is the sunnah dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make this dua in which the word wali comes. Ya wali al-islami wa ahlihi, thabbitni bihi hatta alqaq. Ya wali al-islami wa ahlihi, thabbitni bihi hatta alqaq. O the guardian of Islam and the people of Iman and Islam, keep me steadfast with my Iman and on Islam until I meet you. So, Ya Wali al-Islami wa Ahlihi, Thabbitni bihi hatta alqaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the love for the beautiful names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and grant us the ability to create and to enhance on that love that each one of us do have. We all have the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa grant us the tawfiq and the ability, we just enhance on it inshaAllah. We all heard of Mulana Yusuf Mutala Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who passed away. Now a lot of incidents are coming out. People are talking about his such a great personality he was. Just whatever does come to mind, we'll mention just one or two of them. One was that Mulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali, he had a specific time in the year that he would always go for Umrah, and he used to spend time in Madinah Munawwara, a lot of time in Madinah Munawwara. So it was a certain time of the year that Mawlana had invited some foreign guests to come, so because of which he had to delay his safar to Madinah Munawwara. So he delayed it by a week or so because a foreign alim was coming to attend the Jalsa. On the day that he normally departs, and he would go to Madinah Munawwara, that night he has a dream. And in his dream, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking him, when you're coming, I'm waiting for you. Oh, Yusuf, when you're coming, I'm waiting for you. So that was one dream. Then, now, sometimes people want to know, but Mawlana, you know, having this dream about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, etc., what Duru Sharif must read? Is there any Duru to read? You know, how do we dream about him? Well, the ulama explain and say, there's no durood to read. There's no specific thing. The most important thing is if we can align our lives according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is it. Dreams, that is all secondary. But what we need to do is align ourselves with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So his routine also was to recite a lot of durood sharif. A lot of durood sharif he used to recite. One of the days, for whatever mashghuliyat and shughli he had in his life, then he was, instead of Durood Sharif, he was reading some other wazaif, some other wazifa, he was reading a lot. That night, he had a dream of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling him, that, O Yusuf, as-salatu alayna, Durood Sharif, what happened? Ma'mulat for the day wasn't completed. As-salatu alayna, he immediately went back, woke up and he completed the ma'mul of that number of salat, that salat and salam and durood sharif he read for the day. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so everyone's got that potential. Every single one of us got that potential. We just have to enhance and build on it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.